Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, folks. It is a weekend edition of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973, and I am here not normally on the weekends, right? Usually it's during the week. I'm usually a Monday through Friday kind of guy before I go to work, and I got my coffee, and it kicks me off on the right foot for the day, and I'm off and running. Well, today is a different day. Today is a Sunday, and I'm looking out my window, and I see snow and sleet coming down right now, and my family is driving up to St. Stephen, New Brunswick, to go visit my wife's parents. My son went and my dog went. So I'm a bachelor in this house, but I love connecting with you guys. So I figured first thing right here, I've got my coffee in tow. I'm going to record a podcast and say hello to everybody and just kick off my week the right way and make sure we're doing the good things. Now, one of the things I loved about this podcast is my connection with a lot of you guys. So not only through the podcast, but through the Facebook page, No Finish Line Nation, and other avenues, Instagram, etc. I love the connection that I have with all you folks, and it's great to hear from you, and I love hearing from you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you a couple different ways that you can reach out to me if you want to. So if you have ideas about future podcasts, if you have questions that you want to pose, or maybe there was a podcast that you really enjoyed and you wanted to talk about it, but you didn't want to leave comments on the actual podcast, but you wanted to send it over to me, well, great. I've got an email address. And the email address is liquidshano1973@gmail.com. So if you want to send me an email, you want to send anything, questions, concerns, anything you have that's on your mind, send it over to me. I love hearing that because I can use a lot of that when I'm on the podcast and we can talk and I can discuss it and you can listen to it and be able to kind of go that direction. I know in the future for the podcast, I'd love to be able to start to incorporate interviews with different people where we can use different hangouts and Skype or whatever else to be able to record two-way conversations versus just me talking into this big fat microphone. So that's one of the ways you can reach me is liquidshano1973@gmail.com. I've also got an Instagram page, so if you get a chance, go over to Instagram, look up liquidshano1973 and follow me on Instagram because you can message me there or I can actually see what's going on in your world, which would be great. And then we've also got the closed group No Finish Line Nation. If you're not on No Finish Line Nation, you need to be because it is a community of 40,000 people that are of like mind that want to lift each other up, positive influences and everything in this whole entire journey that we're all trying to be on. I'm inspired every day that I hop on there. When I see somebody going for walks, they might record a video, or I see somebody taking pictures of flowers along their jogs or their runs, or they're coming across a 5K and they're celebrating and they post that picture saying, I did it. Or somebody that's struggling that maybe like, you know, I went to dinner with the family and I did all this stuff and I'm really struggling because I overate or whatever. And there's a lot of positive people that will pop on there to say, hey, listen, it's not that bad. It's one day. Pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and keep moving. Or whatever bit of inspiration that those folks might need, they're there. And on No Finish Line Nation, it is an amazing, amazing community of people that have come together and it's a safe environment to be able to lift each other up. Now, how often can you say that in the world today? I don't know of many places that I can go to that I know that I can bear myself back, be honest about the way I'm feeling, the things that I'm doing, and not have to feel the repercussions of how social media has become in a lot of different ways. So if you want to be positive influences on social media, be part of a positive influence in social media and join No Finish Line Nation. Now, the other way you can reach me is on Facebook. I have a Liquid Shano 1973 page. Okay. So if you go into the search button up on the top, you type in Liquid Shano 1973, and you'll be able to find me right there. And then you can like my page where I post recipes. I post Instagram posts. I also put links to the podcast, all kinds of different things that I'm trying to be able to incorporate to spread the good word throughout there. So different ways to reach me. I would love to hear from you guys. If you guys have thoughts about the podcast or ideas about future podcasts, or you just want to celebrate, or you just want to, like I said, just say hello. I'm good with that too. And I would love to incorporate you guys a whole lot more into this podcast. Okay. So one of the other housekeeping items that I just wanted to go over with you is a relationship that I built with a local roaster here in Maine. Okay. I know I posted about it on No Finish Line Nation and on Instagram, I think, but here's what I want you guys to do. So as you know, this is called Coffee Talk. And if it's called Coffee Talk, there has to be some form of coffee that goes into play. And every time that I post a blog entry or I record one, I always have my dark roast, maybe with a splash of sugar-free sweet cream, Italian cream, creamer, or maybe I don't have anything. I'm going just regular black dark roast. And I always have it in tow. So everywhere I go, I always try to take a picture of a coffee, or I try to see where I'm at with a coffee, or if I've had a really good one somewhere, I might share that. And so I was reaching out to some local roasters around Maine because I like to support my local, you know, community and business and small businesses around the area. And one of the local guys that I found is about central Maine, if not northern Maine, on the other side of Mount Katahdin. He has a small roasting company called Mainly Coffee. And it's not spelled M-A-I-N-L-Y. It's very creative in their spelling. And it's M-A-I-N-E-L-Y, Coffee. And basically, he's just started up his business, him and his wife. They started up this business up there in northern parts of Maine. And I felt what a great way to be able to start to support some local business around the area, to draw some people his way if I like the coffee. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, listen, you know, I want to order a little bit. I want to see exactly what you guys have to offer because, you know, I'm looking for some good coffee that's not too expensive, but I like dark roasts, and this is where I'm at with it. So he shipped me some down to southern Maine, and I tried it, and I loved it, okay? So I talked to him a little bit, and we championed a coupon code for you guys. We talked about me being able to share with you guys to not only support local business, but also to be able to offer some good coffee and good brew, and then also get it for even a more discounted price because you are listeners of this podcast. Amazing, right? So, if you guys get a chance, go to www.mainlycoffee.com, and then go in there, fill up your basket with different types of coffee. Italy Blend is probably one of my favorites, but there's a whole bunch of new ones that he has on there. He's got some tea coffee and some other stuff that he has going on that you can order, and then at checkout, you can put in the coupon code of Coffee Talk. Use all capital letters, put in one word, Coffee Talk, and you'll get 15% off of your order. So I've been able to build that relationship with them and then offer that savings to you. And let me know what you think of it, because I think the more that we can support a local business and then he can start to generate some business for himself, it's a win-win here. And he promotes all about Maine, and he has photos of Mount Katahdin and some of the beautiful areas, and it's just gorgeous. And he goes to some of the areas with his waterfalls, and his the packaging that he sends it in is pretty outstanding. It's pretty amazing. He puts a lot of heart and work into it that you can see the love that he has for what he's doing right now. So get a chance, check it out. Okay. Okay. So now let's get into the meat and potatoes of the podcast. So the theme of this podcast is change it when you need it. Okay. So for me, I'll tell you a little bit of a story. So when I was lifting weights back in the day when I was in the Navy, and I would hang out with my buddies and we'd go to the gym and we'd be big meatheads and lugheads and throw up heavy weights and be like, rah, rah, and just be all crazy, right? And I was doing really well for the longest time, building some good muscle. And then every time that I would hit a plateau, or I would hit a point where I wasn't really gaining much more muscle, wasn't getting more ripped, or wasn't doing any of those things, I had a trainer that used to tell me, you gotta change it up. You got to change up your routine. You got to change up your cycle, change up your running, change up your, you know, aerobics on the side. And then you also got your lifting weights on this side, and change up your days. If you normally do biceps on Mondays, change it up to Wednesdays. If you do certain exercises with biceps, here's some extra ones that you can actually incorporate to fool your body and change things up and cause your body to learn a new routine and become in that wobble phase that your body's no longer acclimated to it. Now it's thinking and it's moving through and it's having to be able to change things up. And the reason I'm sharing that story with you is because it's a known fact that that helps and that works in running, it works in weightlifting, it works in everything. And I will tell you, it works in the health journey of losing weight and becoming healthier also. I've been doing the same thing now for, I'd say, probably 4 years, same program, same working at it. And for the last year and a quarter or so, I've maintained and I've plateaued. I'm not at my goal weight of where I want to be, but I've maintained and plateaued. So this week I sat down with my wife and we talked about it. We talked about what do I need to do here? What do I need to incorporate to be able to start moving the needle versus just sitting on the needle? And we both agreed it's going to take change and it's going to take moving a different direction or doing things a little differently to be able to continue to move forward if I want to achieve the results that I want to achieve. You know, I've lost 100 pounds in my journey overall, and I've got more to go. And for me, I think to myself, how do I get there? It's going to take fortitude. It's going to take hard work and persistence. And so I've got a plan. The plan is I got to get back to some of the basics of what I was doing before when I was in losing phase, right? I mean, that you do want to kind of go with what worked for you. But I also want to be able to incorporate different things in my journey and count things a different way and track things a little bit differently and those kind of things. I have to do what works for me. And the theme of that is change it if you need to change it. Don't be afraid to pull the Band-Aid off and change things up to be able to get to where you want to be. A couple podcasts ago, I talked about stepping out of your comfort zone, right? Really getting uncomfortable, because when we're uncomfortable, we learn the most. But a lot of people are afraid to get uncomfortable. People are simply afraid to change things up because change can sometimes hurt, or change can be uncomfortable, or change can be something that we look at it and say, well, I know that this is the comfort zone of where I'm at right now, and I know that it's not going to cause any pain and suffering. I'm not going to fall on my face and skin my knee or anything like that if I just keep doing what I know, versus I need to change it up because I can feel the fact that I'm at this plateau phase. Now, I know in my journey, it helps a little bit with the fact to know that I know that here comes the spring. Here comes the summer. I'm looking outside my window and I see sleet and freezing rain coming down right now, and it's coating the ground and it's got this sheen of ice on the ground right now. Not making me feel very comfortable to know that I got to get outside and start doing some walking. So I know that when the seasons change a little bit, my whole attitude will change about things also. But if I want change in my journey, I've got to make changes in the way that I do it. Back to that weightlifting piece, you got to fool your body. It's the same exact thing with health, weight loss, and those kind of things. Consistency is key. You got to keep on doing it. But changing is a good thing. If you change up the way you're eating, or you change up the way you cook, or change up your meals and don't just eat the same thing all the time, or there is value to that, right? There is value to being consistent with your meals and making sure that you set yourself up for success. But if you're a prep boss, like some people that I know, you can then start prepping the food that will fit into changing things up for you. Change your lunches, change your dinners. Whatever it is, change is good. And I know that's where I'm at right now. Look in the dynamic of me doing this podcast. I'm talking into a microphone in my office at home, and I'm sitting there having a conversation with all of you. That's change in itself. My wife looked at me and said, you know, think about this. 2 years ago, do you think you would have been recording podcasts? Do you think you would have had a 40,000 people strong, No Finish Line Nation Facebook page? Do you think you would have been doing t-shirts and hats and those kind of things? Do you think you would have been writing blog entries? Do you think any of this would have been happening? And we laughed about it. I said to her, I said, no, I absolutely do not think that. I don't know. It's weird the way that life has happened that way. She goes, no, it's not weird. You're willing to accept it. You're willing to accept whatever direction it was that your life was going to take you. You have now found a passion and you're open to running with that passion. Going against all self-doubt, going against what family and friends might have said to you, you're going for your dream and you're changing, and you change the way you look at things and you change the way you dive into things because you believe in it and you believe you can get something out of it. Whether it's health, whether it's helping others, whatever it is, in the long run, it's what you love to do. And it would have never, ever, ever happened if I didn't changed the way I looked at my own self-doubt and self-motivation. I had to change up what I was doing. Now, I'm still a full-time worker. I still work at a company where I'm an area manager for cell phones. And I travel throughout the state and I help others be successfully good in their business and help them run their business. And I work a lot of hours and I travel a lot. But if I wasn't open to change and I wasn't open to doing this on the side and writing blogs and being an administrator and doing this coffee talk, I would have never opened myself up to meeting some amazing, amazing people and bettering my life for it. So the same thing has to go with my health journey. I got to be open and willing to change things up, do things differently to be successful in my journey. And I share that with you because if you're at that point right now where you're just in the ho-hum and you're going through the doldrums and you're just kind of going through the motions of where you're at in life, those years will pass you by. And the next thing you're going to be looking at is, wow, what did I do with myself? Did I just go to my 9-to-5 job? You know, if you're just going through the grind and you're going through your 9-to-5 job and you're working your tail off to make some money for you to be able to then celebrate on the weekends or in the evenings or whatever, that means over 3/4 of your life has been wasted grinding out at a job. Right? If you think about that. So how do you make the times that you are living in that 9-to-5 job a better life for yourself? Are you enjoying what you're doing? Because if you're not, you might look at something else. Are you getting something out of it, like philanthropically? Are you getting some soul food out of what you're doing? Are you enjoying your time with the people you're around when you're at that 9-to-5 job? Because if you're not, you might look elsewhere. I know those are big things to say, right? You don't want to lose your job, but it might just be some kind of change that you need in your life. Take a risk. Live in that space that you can embrace that change. Know that it's worth the investment if you do, okay? That's the meat and potatoes of this podcast because I think it's going to get you thinking a little bit. You know, I'm not saying to go out there and try to change out your job or quit your job and go on to do something different. What I am saying is change your routines, change the way you do it, change how your family time looks. Whatever it is that you want change in your life to be able to be better, make the changes that are necessary for you to do it. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chainer 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chainer 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.